Welcome to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast. Yes, it's 100% unscripted, 100% unrehearsed, 100% unedited, and 100% real. I'm your host, Mark A. Preston.
I'm noticing quite a lot of bouncing around in the certs at the moment. Obviously, I work in the local space a lot, and especially in the local space at the moment, things seem to be bouncing around like crazy. You know, it's just, you can't just say, look, that's how it is. You know, yeah. It's because, like I say, it's all relative to everything.
I have access to like super secret SEMrush data. Yeah.
Come on, man. Spill your beans. What can you share?
You see me tweet it out. Like, if you ever once in a while, you're like, I'll tweet something out and it has like the SEMrush logo. And you're like, where is that data inside of SEMrush? That's my secret sauce dashboard that they built for me. Which they should put into the actual tool. It's a really good tool the way they have it set up. Anyway, so I track rank or I track volatility pretty frequently and pretty carefully. So one of the things that I've noticed is like there's way more volatility happening. I've tweeted a lot about this. If you go through and like find them, I don't know how you find them. But anyway, there's way more. I think I pulled data on it. Something like from 2020 to 2021, there was a 70% increase in the number of days showing high levels of volatility. Now, to qualify that, when I pull more data later for a state of search study that we published through SEMrush, you can download that. It's free. In there, we show that there's, yes, more days of high volatility, but the drastic level of swings, like the level of volatility itself, how drastic it is less. So more volatility, less drastic. I speculate because you're already starting at a higher level of volatility anyway, so it's harder to go up it's easier to like go from like a 5 to an 8 level of volatility. If you're already at 8, where are you going?
Yeah.
Right? But there's way more volatility happening. I was talking to our own team here at Wix, and we're running up a whole blog post that you want to talk about. I'm like, oh, I want to talk about rank volatility, how the patterns have changed. And they're like, what you just wrote is exactly what we see inside of our own rankings, which is what you're saying you're seeing for your local rankings.
Yeah,
there's just, yeah. And I see it for my own sites that I'm working on. Like, there's just way more volatility, a lot of reversals, a lot of testing, it seems like, right? And it could be a day later, you return to normal, a week later, 3 days later, or 3 months later, but there's a lot of testing going on. And it makes it that, to me at least, if you're tracking rank volatility, they used to be like, okay, here is an algorithm update, whether confirmed or unconfirmed. I can trust for the most part, this is my new ranking. Or I'll wait a couple of days. Okay, there was a reversal, there wasn't a reversal, I'm good. But now I see a reversal. Fine. I'm still thinking in my head, in a couple of days, I'll probably see another reversal. So it becomes a much longer, if you're tracking rank, it becomes a much longer trend that you really should be looking at, as opposed to like, you know, this more snapshot of time that we're used to looking at. I'll look at like 3 months now, be like, okay, here's the trajectory. Much like you do with impressions out of Search Console. You're not really looking at the last like week or so. You're really looking at the Search Console defaults this way, the last 3 months for that reason. And just kind of think, okay, what's the trajectory? Am I going up? Am I going down? What's happening here? That's kind of how you have to look at rank now, I think.
Yeah. So as an industry, when an SEO is looking at all this volatility, what are they supposed to do?
Well, it depends. I'll qualify that though. It depends on the larger trend. Like if the larger trend is that you're going up, but you see these significant moments where like you've lost 20 positions, like I would personally ignore that. Right. Whatever reason, I think Google's doing a lot of machine learning testing and recalibrating. I think where it's heading is, I think we're heading towards more, I'll call it, for lack of a better word, like a real-time algorithm, kind of like Penguin 4.0. Right, you see, back in the day, you had to wait for a Penguin update to come out to reverse whatever crap you were doing beforehand, and now you were good. Right, then in whatever year, I'm not going to try years again, Google released Penguin 4.0, and now it happens in real time. I think what you're seeing is Google updating rank more in real time, as opposed to waiting for these significant moments in time, i.e. core updates or whatever kind of official update to adjust rank. Which, by the way, from the data I looked at SEMrush, it looks like the core updates are becoming less powerful over time.
Right.
Which kind of supports what I'm saying. So I think like if you're looking at longer trends and you see for some reason, every couple of weeks, Google is demoting the rankings for this page, you know, 20 positions, and then it puts right back up a couple of days later, I would ignore that. That wouldn't be my high priority kind of thing.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.